Why a sales career is brilliant for women's health and well-being. It's Women's Health Week from the 7th to the 11th of September 2020. This is a national campaign raising awareness of the importance of maintaining good health and well-being for all women and girls. As a woman who's been in business and sales for over 30 years, a business owner for 25 of those years, and a working mother for 22 years, I thought I'd weigh into this topic and share with you some interesting insights and research about how sales and sales leadership careers help empower and enable women to forge their own careers, rise up the corporate ladder, and enhance their earning potential, all of which can be very good for women's overall health and well-being. The central theme here is agency. In social science, agency is defined as the capacity of individuals to act independently and to make their own free choices. It's been well proven that education gives girls and women agency, which is vital for their overall health and well-being. And so it is with mastering the skills of professional salespeople. This gives women agency too. Learning the craft of professional selling is very empowering for women. It opens many doors. It can be their ticket to a better life, better careers, job prospects, choices, and money. Some of those choices include starting your own business. Like starting your own business, which I did on the 9th of January 1995. The one thing that gave me courage and confidence to open the doors to my new business was that I knew how to sell. I had been well schooled in sales in my previous role, which I am eternally grateful for. I recall making over 100 prospecting calls in the first week and getting around 16 appointments in the first 2 weeks and closing my first deal on Friday of the first week. I even asked to be paid up front so I could start the project with my client, and he said yes, signing over a $10,000 check, which I banked before 4 p.m. that Friday. I was on my way and I have never looked back. Even during COVID, I'm really glad I know how to prospect and sell. Despite the challenges and limitations, I have called hundreds of people and made many contacts, opening up newer and brighter opportunities. While COVID-19 has been tough on me and my team mentally, emotionally, and financially, because we have the sales disciplines in place, we've been able to find a positive pathway forward. There are no quick fixes, but knowing you have some agency over your future and the ability to find and create opportunities because you can sell ethically and sustainably is vital for anyone's health and well-being. Selling also creates career pathways to leadership and power. Having highly visible roles helps women get noticed more readily by those at the top, and selling is one of the most visible careers on the business landscape. Being in a sales career opens doors to new opportunities, to better jobs, to leadership roles, and positions of influence. Women are also great for other people's health and well-being and the bottom line. So it's time we give women more credit for the real value they deliver to teams, customers, and business results. Women are indeed very good for business. Women as sales leaders are also very good for other people's mental health and well-being, as well as the bottom line. Research has found that by and large, sales units led by female managers who had higher levels of behavioral control activities displayed higher effectiveness in terms of better job satisfaction and job involvement, lower role ambiguity, job anxiety and burnout, higher organizational commitment, and with a lower propensity for people to leave their roles. The results show that sales teams led by female managers display significantly higher levels of civic virtue, sportsmanship, altruism, courtesy, cheerleading, peacemaking, and overall citizenship. This suggests the management style of female managers, perhaps most particularly their higher levels of behavioral control activity, encourages and facilitates higher organizational citizenship behavior, otherwise known as OCB, among salespeople working in their units. While the research showed that both female and male sales managers were able to achieve comparable sales performance, the effect that sales management behaviour control practices had on OCB was positively linked to critical factors such as superior performance with customers, higher sales unit performance, helping with work-related problems, effective organisational performance, and higher employee retention. What selling teaches you about yourself, amongst other things, is that despite the negative tropes about the used car salesperson, the best salespeople are highly empathic, compassionate, helpful, and purposeful. Most women in sales are standouts. Women in sales are also some of the most courageous and tenacious people in business, and that this builds a certain resilience, personal confidence, and the mental skills to know how to handle setbacks and challenges. I mean, most days you will get a no, but you soon learn not to take it personally and you keep on going. Which is why I believe that teaching women and girls how to sell ethically and sustainably gives them a vital set of skills that will enhance their personal health and well-being and give them agency in their lives so they can go out and pave a pathway forward to create great opportunities for themselves and others. Remember, everybody lives by selling something.